Okay, as I mentioned, we are heading to Pakistan. And I said that I would let you know what that trip's going to be about. We're still taking a look at some amazing fixers. Amazing, partly because of what they're accomplishing, but amazing also partly because of their ages. They're so young. As a matter of fact, the girl that we're going to take a look at right now is only 10 years old. I admire her for her conscientiousness and for her determination to do something about that which concerns her, which is bothering her. It has to do with the environment. And let's open it up with this comment that she makes. If people just thought for a moment before dumping their rubbish, then maybe they wouldn't do it, as it harms our environment. Zamal Umar, 10 years old, takes in a view of a makeshift rubbish dump on the outskirts of her hometown, Sargodha, in Punjab, Pakistan. Here's a question. Could this girl, dubbed the country's youngest social entrepreneur by many, have a solution to this trash problem that is harming their environment? For now, there are colorful piles of plastic bags, metal, and general waste as far as the eye can see. Wafts of smoke fill the air with a putrid and toxic stench as much of the refuse is set on fire. What's in front of Zamal is just the tip of the iceberg that is Pakistan's problem with waste. According to the country's Environment Protection Department, roughly 20 metric tons of solid waste is generated each year, and the figure is growing by 2.4% each year. They say it's a situation that you can find all across Pakistan, and the bags are not biodegradable, and people just carelessly discard them. They don't really think about recycling. It's amazing to me that a 10-year-old has that awareness and is so concerned about it that she's concerned about it. Is she doing anything about it? Well, let's continue. Proper solid waste management has never been practiced in Pakistan. Only half of the rubbish generated is collected by the government, and there's a severe lack of adequate landfill sites. Dumping and burning remain the most common methods of disposal, and much of the uncollected waste poses serious risks to public health. So, is she doing anything about it? Well, Z-Bags, capital Z-E-E-B-A-G-S, Z-Bags is the mall's bid to try to reduce pollution and increase awareness about the environment. She turns old newspapers into bright, beautifully decorated gift bags, which are then sold to family and friends, and most of the profits distributed to various local charities. Check this out. In the space of just 3 years old, this 10-year-old has gone from selling a few bags to selling hundreds worth $4,000 to $5,000. She says she learned to make the bags by watching YouTube. Of course, she says it's hard for her to balance her schoolwork with running Z-Bags, so she makes them on the weekend or during the holidays with her cousins. Her father and grandfather pay for the raw materials, and if they didn't help her, she says it would be very hard to keep her project going. One charity that Zamal's money goes to is called SOS Children's Villages, which helps orphaned and destitute children across Pakistan. And through her income, she's been able to pay for watercolors, washing machines, batteries, and the types of things that they need for daily life. And she says that to see the happiness on their faces gives her a lot of satisfaction and motivation to carry on. Her innovative and charitable enterprise has attracted a fair bit of attention, with TV and newspaper coverage labeling Zamal as Pakistan's youngest social entrepreneur. Z-Bags has also won a number of awards in Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and the USA. As you can imagine, Zamal was very excited to get some international recognition, but get this, for her work, and proud to get some positive exposure for her country and for her parents. Selling online has opened up her business to a new world of possibilities. In Pakistan, it's thought that girls can't work independently, but she hasn't faced any difficulties, and her aim is to continue her work. She wants to become a businesswoman in the future and expand Zbags through her website and showcase other people's products too. Wow, I like that. This girl has a lifestyle of thinking not only about herself, but also about others. Gotta applaud that. Her biggest ambition is to grow her project, not just in Pakistan, but also globally. Kalsoom Lakhani is a founder of Invest to Innovate. That's an organization that helps startup companies in Pakistan grow and attract funding. She says that the country really needs to think about the future for entrepreneurs. While they have the enormous potential, they need to be always thinking how they enable that potential and how they continue to not only allow young people to start a business, but allow them to grow businesses. Pakistan has already begun to tackle its environmental problems through legislation, establishing government agencies, and accepting technical help from international donors. But the response is still fragmented, and it's not a particularly high priority in a country that's racked with more pressing security and political issues. So that gives Amal's work even more urgency. She hopes that her success will start to change people's minds about the seriousness of taking care of their environment. And this is what she points out. It's important so future generations can live in a clean and safe world. She wants to be able to say that she has played her part, but it's also up to others to do something themselves. And she is definitely right about that. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned, that is our last trip. So I'm heading back home now, getting you back to where we started. I promised you it wouldn't even be 3 hours that you would be there. So here we go, back in the air again. And I hope you enjoyed the trip. I hope you enjoyed the people we met and all of that. And so, just to sum it up, when you get back home, I know you called a little bit earlier, sent your text message a little earlier. We'll be there shortly. You let them know you were leaving Japan, heading to Pakistan. But all right, so when you get back home, please let them know how exciting and inspiring this trip was. Let them know we visited Venezuela, Japan, Malaysia, Nigeria, Pakistan, and be sure to tell them about our young fixers. And I'm glad you were able to make that trip with us. Really enjoyed you.